Indianola girls swimming state qualifiers, who are?
Ella Gertz, alternate for the 4x1.
Katie Thompson, alternate for the 200 free relay.
Faith Malstead, I'm in the 200 med.
Chloe Hart, an alternate for the medley relay.
Going into Saturday, how did you feel about the team going in, wanting to get a couple of events? And then Saturday, once you realized the squad was going to be sending a couple of events to state, how'd you feel?
Going into Saturday, I was nervous but really excited. I had a lot of hope for the relays. And before we found out the results, I think we were all just like crossing our fingers, hoping that we made it in the top 32. And then once we found out the results, we all were super excited for the week to come and to participate at state.
How'd you feel going in and then afterwards?
Going in, I was extremely tired, but also super excited because this is my first year on a medley relay at regionals. And then when I heard that we made it to state, I was extremely excited and ready to go.
Going in, I hadn't been able to be at practice a whole lot in the weeks leading up due to different school commitments. So I was really hopeful for the relays and hoping that they do well, and I knew that they had it in them. And then I also wasn't with the team when we found out the results. So when I learned that all three relays had made it, I was super excited because we haven't made all three relays since my freshman year, and I'm a senior now. So
Going into Saturday, I think we all were still tired, but we felt pretty rested and ready to go for the meet. We've been working really hard, so tapering down felt really good. And then I'm a senior, so finding out that we weren't done swimming yet just like really put the icing on the cake for us, and like not being done with our season was a really great feeling.
Everybody on the squad mentioned working really hard leading up. Talk about that process of getting ready for Saturday and wanting to peak and qualify to the next level. How'd that go?
I think overall really well for all of us. We really pushed ourselves honestly as hard as we could for those few weeks and through the whole season, and then which really makes those few days of rest like really meaningful when you've been pushing so hard the whole season.
I think our whole team, like our relays obviously made it to state and they did incredible. We also had some really good individual swims. A lot of girls were dropping a ton of time. So working really hard all the way up through until we tapered worked really good for the team, and I think it went really well.
Yeah, I think everybody's like dedication to their individual, like how hard they were willing to work on Saturday and push was like a great contributor, and I think overall we really pushed ourselves past our limits that we thought were there and surprised everyone.
Yeah, I would say the few weeks leading up to districts, we were all super sore, super tired, but we pushed through, and then when we finally got to taper, we felt really nice about how we were swimming, and then when we got to districts, it really paid off.
How has this week of practice been? Again, I know there's not going to be this huge drastic drop of times, but you can still do your best to shave off a couple of seconds here or there. How has this week of practice gone?
The first couple of days this week have been pretty tough, but we're going to start tapering down soon, and I think that once we start focusing on the form aspect of taper, the hard work that we put in the last couple of days will eventually pay off again at state, hopefully.
Yeah, like Chloe said, the first few days were kind of a slap in the face after having a week full of like tapering and getting ready for the big meet. But I think definitely we've put in the work and we definitely can drop time on Saturday.
Yeah, like they said, like the first couple days were rough because we'd had a nice week of like taper and like relaxing and just working more on technique, and then we had a couple more like heavier, not yardage exactly, but like a little higher intensity, and then so now we're going to start easing off that again, do some more skill work leading up into state. I think we'll do really well.
Yeah, like everyone said, we really hit the first half of the week super hard, and now we're in the back half. We're just going to settle things down and get all of us prepared and ready for state this weekend.
How do you want to see the team perform? Any goals individually or as a team that you want to see on Saturday?
So as a senior, this is my last meet ever, so I really hope that we can all just like soak it in. And all of the seniors this year are on the state team, so I think that's really special for us too.
Yeah, also as a senior, all of us are going to be at state, and really when the relays maybe move up a couple spots, but mainly I just want everyone to have fun and have a great experience because it's state, so.
Yeah, I think definitely on Saturday, like, those were not our best performances, but we still, like, pulled through. So I definitely think we all have something left in the tank for Saturday.
I agree with Faith. I think that as a team, we all just need to focus on really soaking in this last few moments, especially with our seniors this year. All of them are on the state team, like Ella said. And so I know as a sophomore, I just hope that the seniors will have a worthwhile and meaningful last state meet.